do something that a nigga craves for. Yeah.
It's a quarter past three, girl, what's it gonna be?
Shorty got eyes on me.
We've been talking since two, girl, what you gonna do?
Tell him that you're riding with me.
It's a quarter past three, girl, what's it gonna be?
Shorty got eyes on me.
You've been talking since two, girl, what you gonna do?
I'll be chilling at the embassy.
What's up, everybody? What's good? It's been a minute. I was gone last week. I was tired. So I went to sleep. It was a really, really busy week. And then I was going to do the show in the middle of the week. And then I didn't because I got good advice from friends. I was like, well, just keep it consistent with the Sunday, Monday releases. So that's what I did. You are listening to the Cold World Podcast. I missed you people. That's what's up. Real quick, I guess I should update the things that's been going on in my life since I was gone for an entire week. So during the week, I got booked. I'm going off a hiatus, people. I used to publish a lot of things and go and speak across the country about various things, and last year I just stopped. I just didn't do any of it. I had started a new job and I wanted to get really, really good at that. I couldn't be gallivanting all over the country talking to people, and I couldn't do my new job well. So I took a break. I took a break from doing one of my favorite things to do outside of play ball. So I got a call from a good friend, or email. And there's an event happening on the other side of the country. So I'll be flying out to Rhode Island and giving two keynote speeches on, I think, January 16th. And then sitting on a panel on the 17th, focused around things like Martin Luther King, racial equity, how to prevent a Ferguson from happening in a different place, things like that. Should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Maybe I get a chance to actually go a few places while I'm out there. Yo, Rhode Island has some of the best seafood, yo. Like, I went there to speak before, and the seafood was ridiculous. Like, if you know me, like, I love oysters. I like oysters on a half shell. It's great. I can't do fried oysters. Never had smoked oysters. But I love, like, oysters on a half shell. And I got some of the biggest oysters, yo, when I was there last time. I would make that trip alone for the oysters, you dig? Like, that's something that I would do. So I'm looking forward to doing that. The other thing, the other thing going on in my life is I made a promise in one of the last shows that I would go out to Chicago and see my uncle and my cousin and people out there. I love my family. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to fly out there on Christmas. And then I'm going to come back on New Year's and I'm going to like get to see people. And hopefully in between that time between December 25th and January 1st, I can make it up to Kentucky. I think it's about a 5 to 6 hour drive. I'm not sure what the snow situation is going to look like. I know it's supposed to be a pretty brutal winter for that area. But I'm going to try to do it. I got to go visit my grandmother's headstone. I've never done that. It's like the one thing like I have to do. That just has to happen. Odetta Hooper was a very special person to me. I wish y'all got a chance to know her. She was one of the greatest women I had ever, ever met in my life. She was great. She was great. So let me tell you what I want to go do. People always like have a comment about this, but I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. It really doesn't. She just was a really, really sweet lady, and she helped raise me up until the day that she had passed away. And so I want to go out to Paducah, Kentucky, to her headstone, right? And I need to do this stuff in like the spring or like for my birthday in the summer. And like if the weather was nice, I'd set up like a picnic. Yes, a picnic. And I like have sandwiches and fruit and wine and stuff. And like I just talked to her. I would just do that. I would just fill her in on all the things that's been happening. I was hoping to have my book finished, and then I ran to, like, some snags, like, last year. Somebody broke into my car and stole all the work on my book. I had it all together in my bag. I like to write out my notes, and I was just super discouraged, but it'll eventually get done. I started rewriting some of it, but whatever. So hopefully the book would have been done, and I would have, like, sat there and read the first chapter of the book. Well, obviously I can't do that, but I do have a bunch of articles that I'm going to be able to read, and I'm just going to talk to her, man. I'm going to talk to her like she's there. Judge me all you want. That's going to be great. I can't wait to do that. Who needs Miami or Brazil? Your boy is going to try to make it to Paducah, Kentucky, son. Going back to those roots, B. I'm an Oakland boy to the bone, but I was born in Chicago and raised in between Chicago and Paducah, Kentucky, until I moved here when I was 9. But I have a very special place in my heart for both of those places. So yes, I'm very much looking forward to making it back to Paducah, Kentucky. Very, like, humble roots, son. Extremely humble roots. I felt the judgment coming through, like, the microphone. For people that haven't even, like, heard this yet. Tonight, I came back. I wanted to record this a little earlier, but I went and saw a comedy show with my brother and a friend of mine. Went to go see Mark Curry, Oakland's own, Oakland's finest, Mark Curry. Homie put on a great show, man. Tommy T's in Pleasanton. It was a really good show. Just to put it out there, Black don't crack, because he has to be pushing it up there. You got to be pretty sure he's north of 50. Homie still looks like old school Mr. Cooper, though. I love it. His instinct is just still on point. Bruh gave us like a two hour plus show. He just came out on fire. I didn't think the old man had it like that no more. It was like, I thought it was going to be a respect show. It's like, oh man, I'm like going to come and chuckle a little bit out of respect of what all the stuff you used to do. No, man, that dude is still really funny. He did his bit and he did his freestyle stuff with people in the crowd, like snapping on folks in the crowd. It was this one woman. Oh man, her name was Lillian. I remember her name because I remember the famous sketch by Eddie Murphy about his mother Lillian, where he was like, he would do like the impersonations of his pops, you know, and he would be like, Lillian cannot use the phone. I love Eddie Murphy. But yeah, so her name was Lillian, and she like blurted something out, and homie just gave her the business. It was just the biz naive. It just wouldn't stop. It was relentless. It was hilarious. Mark Curry did his thing, man. I'm really, really glad I got a chance to go to that show. And I'm glad I got to get my brother out the house alongside my homie. It was really dope. We had a good time, man. It was really fun stuff. And then while I was going, it was a lot of crazy news. Like, Artie Lang. Artie Lang is like fawning over Kerry Champion. And then Artie Lang starts off like just kind of being a bit creepy on Twitter. And then Artie Lang loses his entire mind and like fantasizes about a rape slavery scenario relationship with Kerry Champion. And then Twitter let him have it. Now, Artie Lang is an interesting cat. Like, I don't hate Artie Lang. I grew up like listening to Artie Lang. I love comedy. I love boxing comedy. I love it. Like, I look at those two professions in very similar ways and how one trains and gets ready and fine tunes and stuff. I love comedy. Love, love, love it. And I like Artie Lang. I think Artie Lang is an interesting character. He's a self-deprecating like drug addict that talks about it all the time. And his comedy is funny because it's so tragic and he makes you feel good about your life. So it's like he does like this degenerate thing. That's kind of his stick. That's who he is. But the comments to Kerry Champion was out of pocket. Oh, they were out of pocket. But you know, the one place I'll give Lane credit for. And even though I think that what he said was deplorable and I don't agree with it, he wouldn't apologize. And that's one thing that I like, respect. Listen, man, every other week you got, let me explain, right? Because you got people apologizing for something that they ain't sorry for every other week. It's like, yo, son, if you like just, like, I don't think Ari Lane hates black people. Let's say if there's a racist and he is clearly racist and he just hates Asian people and he says something offensive about Asian people. What is his apology gonna do? Brad just told you he hated Asian people. I just prefer that. I just prefer you to be who you are. If you hate me, then you just hate me. I gotta do something to change it. But yo, you apologizing for hating me ain't gonna work. But anyway, so Artie like went in. I mean, he made like a statement, but it was a defiant statement. It was just interesting. I didn't see how Carrie Champion kind of took it. I think that she's an extremely talented person. She's a beautiful woman. And she's the reason why a lot of people watch SportsCenter. Some people couldn't care less. They could not care less about Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith. They want to look at Carrie, which is, I think ESPN is fine with that. But that was just crazy. Like, homie just like wild out. He just went there on Twitter. He just went there. Like, yeah, I like want her to like be my slave. And then we do it. Like, hey, bro, you want rape? Nah, I ain't say nothing about rape. Bruh, you are talking about rape. There were no consensual relationships between the slave and the slave master. That was called rape. Then, speaking of rape, then it's like all this Bill Clinton stuff. Bill Clinton trying to move like a Jito. He is not doing no interviews. He not talking about it. He's not acknowledging it. He's like, yo, that didn't, we don't know if it happened or not because he not saying nothing. And then everybody turned on the Jell-O man. Everybody turned on the Jell-O man. Nobody liked pudding no more when all this stuff came out. I don't know what happened. I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll see what happens. We're going to do this. Let's put him on trial so he can die on Friday. Like, I don't, like, Bill Cosby is Bill Cosby, man. Like, he is, like, so interesting. I think people are pouncing on it because, again, back to Eddie Murphy. I just remember the Fifth Floor and Fifth sketch and, like, all the preaching that, like, Bill Cosby does. I think Bill Cosby is one of the greatest comedians of all time. And if he did do these horrible things that folks are saying he did, does that mean that he's not still one of the greatest of all time? I don't know. I would ask if you're going to burn your Bill Cosby CDs or records, but I doubt that you have any. Like, what are you going, like, what's going to happen? I don't know, man. I think it's an interesting conversation. And then that led to the catcall video. Listen, man, I've just realized that as a man, it's just better to, I have zero opinion. Let me let you in on something. If you a man, no, you can't have an opinion on a catcall video. You just can't do it. It's like, oh man, we're going to show like this lady, this light, this very, very light skin lady, white, walking. And then it's like all these black men just like hollering at her and saying all kind of things. Like, you just can't have, you can't have an opinion. You have an opinion, you are automatically a sexist. It's just going to happen. I'm just not doing it. Hi, Charles, how you feel about the catcall video? I don't know. What do you mean? Didn't you watch it? Yeah, I seen it. I'm familiar. Do you have any thoughts or feelings on it? No, I'm drawing a blank. But you always have thoughts and blank. Thoughts. You always have thoughts and ideas, Charles. Well, you just told me I had thoughts and blanks, and you was right, because there's a blank coming. I have nothing, son. I have no opinion on that video, B. None. And then, like, Kim Kardashian breaks the internet. So it's like, wait, we got to stop this catcall conversation. Now we got to all talk about Kim Kardashian. Now, listen. We can call Kim Kardashian dumb. We can say a lot of things about her. We can call her a hobbit a la South Park. But The woman knows how to grab attention, man. I can't. What do you want me to say, man? Like, what is it that you want? Like, I'm not gonna sit up here and lie to get like women points and be like, that girl's ugly, because she's not. She's a very attractive, she's a beautiful woman. She is. Like, I was listening to this dude talk, and he was like talking to this girl, and it was so apparent that he was trying to like get with this girl. Like, it was painfully apparent. So she asked, what do you think about Kim Kardashian? And he said what he thought she liked to hear, and it was like, oh, I just think she's like a ugly person on the inside and out. Negro, stop lying. And that's probably not going to work. Step your game up, son. Like, Kim Kardashian, man, is a very attractive woman. Yo, she's a mother. She took the pictures that she wanted to take. I saw, like, the picture of, like, the black woman with the same pose with the cup and, like, the wine or the champagne or whatever. Like, listen, man, the best trick that the devil played was convincing the world that he didn't exist. As long as people think that Kim Kardashian is an idiot, that Kardashian empire is going to continue to rise. Let me really just be very clear right now. Before saying this girl is not talented, I'm not saying I like her, dislike her. I really don't care. I couldn't really care less. But it's like, yo, there's been a lot of women and a lot of men that have had sex tapes. And a lot of those careers have just gone nowhere, kaput, nowhere. Like, Kim Kardashian took a sex tape and created an empire. Her App Store game, me and my friend was talking about this today. She broke the App Store. So I don't know what to say, man. I just don't think the girl is dumb as she looks. I think it's like a Jessica Simpson thing where it's like, we got to keep the show going. We got to get ratings. People got to feel real smarter than you. So, that happened. I don't know, man. That kid is adorable, though. Little North. I don't know what the hell they doing naming that kid. But whatever, it's that kid. You can do whatever you want to. Kanye West is a pretty eccentric dude. I don't know what's going on, man. I don't know. But a lot of stuff happened, man. The KKK having meetings with the NAACP, and then they coming out of meetings talking about we need to, like, be more accepting of other races and creeds and all that stuff. Wait, hold on. KKK? I can't trust the KKK to hate folks no more? You just don't hate me no more? I'm offended. KKK, this is what you do. You hate us. You, like, burn crosses, son. You can't be doing meetings with the NAACP. Talking about you want a more inclusive group. No, that don't make sense. That makes no sense. None. Like, I need to be worried that you still trying to lynch me. This is what you do. I need consistency, KKK. When I read that article, I was in tears. I was crying. It was so funny. It was like the newer, gentler KKK. Hey, man. Person that walked in and had the meeting with the NAACP. You know what you can do? If you, like, were really changed by that conversation, you can leave the KKK. You can, like, leave. You can, like, say, I am no longer a member. It's like, I was a member. The dude's not coming next Monday. Like, I'm not coming back. And the NAACP, look, man, I can't go too hard on you because a friend of mine works there, and he's like one of my really good friends. Screw that, man. NAACP, check this out. Let me holler at you real quick. Get real close into this circle. We're going to have a talk black boy to black organization, son. Y'all have been dropping the ball a lot lately. First, y'all done gave Donald Sterling 13 Lifetime Achievement Awards. You can really only give those out once, but since nobody's checking, hey, why not? Like, secondly, like, I don't know how y'all let Ben go. Ben Jealous was like the dude. He was cool. He was like this young dude. He was hip. He thought he was going to really change, like, the perception of the NAACP. And then, like, he, like, bounced. I don't know what you needed to do to keep him, but you need to figure it out, because he was the future. Thought I was about to, like, really break it down and sing for you. I got vocals in the shower. I'm, like, real good in the morning, yo. I be, like, going. Be singing that Luther in my shower. I'll be on. But yeah, man, bruh, like, end up back to NAACP, like, you will lose the last shred of any type of respect that you had in this community. Why are y'all even talking? Check this out. The only way you can talk to the KKK is if you lure them into a room, and in that room is dark, and they sit down, and you offer them water because you don't want them to be parched. You want them to have something to drink, and you want them to be slightly entertained, so you get them, like, some type of white supremacist, like, magazine. I don't know. Let's call it, like, a conservative newspaper. And, like, you let them look at that, and you let them read that, and you let them sit there. You know, maybe you light a candle to set the mood, and then you just blow it up. That is the only way that the NAACP should be having meetings with the KKK. And NAACP, it's time to, like, change the name. Bruh, of colored people? Come on, man. You stop that. You stop that madness. You do it right now. And then, speaking of madness, the Koji Gay dude. The delivered dude. Homeboy said, I am delivered. With a T. With a hard T. I am delivered. Homeboy said, he was like, I like women, 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 women. Oh. He said, I will not wear a purse. Look, man, check this out. Somebody who came up in the church, and I have a pretty strong faith. I actually do believe cats can change. I think that if that's something that he wants to struggle with and do, I think that that's totally possible. What's funny, one was the delivery. It was just really, really funny. And, like, his suit was just in the dance and just what he looked like. It just didn't quite go together. That's one thing. But two, bro, that transition's not going to be easy. It's just not. I don't think you just go from liking something your entire life to the next moment you just good. Especially when you still got the bow tie on and, like, the bright suit. So now this story's gotten deeper, because now it's like they finding all kind of stuff on this young man. Which now I feel bad for the young man. It's like, look, man. Whatever confusion he had, apparently he didn't want to feel like an outsider anymore. He wanted to belong. And so, in doing that, like, he just, I don't know, maybe he did get wrapped up in the spirit, or maybe he just, like, really believed it in that moment. I don't know. But I don't think it's okay to, like, start digging in this dude's personal. I just don't, man. I just think that that's kind of foul. And I think that that church needs to probably stand by homie a little bit better. Especially since you, like, egg that like type of behavior on. That's I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't understand it. It was funny though. I'm not above laughing. I just want to be honest. Like, I laughed. I just was laughing. I actually laughed for a pretty long time, and I laugh when people would bring it up to me. Then I felt bad for the guy, and then I laughed some more. So those are just some of the things that I've been seeing going on in, like, the headlines. I don't know, man, maybe you can tell me what else has been going on, but I saw that. I saw those things. It's crazy, man. I'm so happy to be traveling and just getting back on the road and just getting my, like, speaker legs back under me. I'm in the middle of just trying to beast out this HuffPost article that's kind of relevant to the things I'm going to be speaking to. And it's just really dope, man. I've just been really blessed to be able to do the things that I want to do in my life. I talked to my aunt today as I was, let her know I was coming to Chicago. And we were just reminiscing, like the men in my family are just, like, violent, foul cats. Like, I have a real temper. Like, I don't know if we got a screw loose. I don't know what that is. But we were just talking about it. And she was just talking about, like, yo, like, she's been really reflective on how I made it out of that to do a lot of other things in my life. And I don't really have an answer for you. But it was a blessing, whatever it was. And, I mean, I just feel like God got me. But, I mean, it's crazy, man. Like, it's so much crazy stuff going on in my family right now. I can't wait to get to Chicago and talk to my little cousin, the one I told y'all about a few episodes ago. Like, I mean, he's just a good kid, man. He was a good kid, and he's just doing stupid stuff. And I got to really get to the bottom of it because I don't know why that is. Especially now, if there's a certain type of lifestyle that can be provided for you. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Some people just get that itch, though, man. It's their heroin. I got a cousin. He just need that itch. He just got to be in the streets. He just has to be. So, I say all that to say I'm so looking forward to, like, getting back in front of an audience of people. I'm going to be talking in front of folks. They're, like, going to study all the things that I've written thus far as, like, my Huffington Post articles and watching old videos to have their questions prepared. I mean, that's pretty dope in and of itself. I just can't wait. Because I can't wait to get in front of kids that were just like my little cousin, is just like me, and really hold the vision for them. Sneak peek, spoiler alert. That's what my next article is about in Huffington Post. It's called Holding the Vision. Well, it's not called that, but that's the working title. That's the point of it, is like, you got to hold the vision for folks because they can't do it at the moment. Like, when I was a kid and I was, like, going through what I went through and just mad at the world and homeless and, like, watching my mom's, like, really struggle with this NA stuff and watching my pops trying to get my mom's back and just crazy stuff. Like, I wasn't able to focus in school. Like, people had to hold the vision for me. They had to hold the vision over my life that, like, I could do something different. I was a little kid, man. I didn't know I had, like, an opportunity to, like, blossom and do some great stuff. It just wasn't a reality. Like, I never saw it. I never, ever saw it. So I couldn't do it. But it took folks like that math teacher at Westlake Junior High School, or that coach, Coach Cassidy, or Coach Bodipo, or whomever. Officer died when I was, like, even a younger kid playing in the POW League. We won that championship, by the way. Even when I was a younger kid in the POW League, when Officer died, like, they just held those visions for us. They were able to continue to project this type of light and sue of all the things that's happening right there in the moment. And it's like, we all got a responsibility to do that. So I'm working on that right now. I'm working on that article that talks about that and just maybe give some ideas of how to do that. But just one, just to understand the concept of really holding a vision for people, whether you're a teacher, a social worker, a neighbor, or just a person existing, a parent. Like, man, I see a different path for you, and I'm going to hold this for you. Anyway, I'm not trying to get all preachy, man. I'm going to get out of here early tonight for people. That's what I'm going to do. Can't wait for next week. Get even a little more personal for folks. That's what I've been getting a lot of requests about, the personal stuff. Charles, what kind of boyfriend are you? I don't know. I haven't been one in a very, very, very long time. Probably a bad one. With potential. I'm like that spades hand where it's like, yo, how many books you got? Because we need 7 to win, and I got 3. It's like, yo, man, I got 3 in a possible. It's a good chance I can make it happen, but I don't know. Or like, yo, how are you on your parents? We're fine. But you want me to talk about it and give you, like, the business. I don't know, man. I got, like, a lot of, like, strange requests. Like, they want to hear those things. I don't know. We'll see. I never go super deep inside a relationship just because I respect the other person's like privacy. But I talk about what's going on in my family all day. I just don't care. It just has no impact on me. It's fine for me to talk about. It doesn't bother me at all. And then just giving you more of my thoughts on like these headlines that's coming out, man. Stuff like that KKK rocking with the NAACP. Y'all better not get together and do like a rap video with like Flo Rida, because that dude will do anything for money. It just better not happen. Oh, NAACP. It's crazy. Well, anyway, it's been real. I'll be checking in over the week. So feel free to hit me on Instagram or tweet me at CColeIII. That's at CColeIII. Also on Facebook. Facebook.com/CharlesColeIII. And Instagram. All that good stuff, man. Reach out. If you got questions, ask them. I interact with everybody. If you want to be on the show, you can let me know. And maybe I can figure it out a way to have you on the show. Maybe we can Skype you in. Or maybe you can just come through my spot. But if there's something you want to do with me, then that's what's up. We'll do it. I'm excited like a little kid ready to open up a present that I get to go home and see my family. I want to go see my uncle and have fun with my uncle. You know what I want to do? I want to take my uncle and auntie out to like a nice dinner. And I'm not talking about like just like at the Red Lobster. We ain't talking about actually getting steak at the Sizzler, son. No, I want to take him to a real restaurant. Real wine and like a nice menu, and I want to make it rain on my auntie and uncle because they are the reasons that I got through college and got these master's degrees and are able to travel and do all this stuff. I am closer with these folks than I am my own parents. I love my parents, but I am closer with these folks than them, and I want to do something very, very nice to them. My uncle fought in Vietnam, damn it. Like, he deserves a very good night. I don't care what issues he got. I don't care about the drug problem. I'm going to take him out. I'm not going to buy him crack. Yo, it be bugging people out when I like, I just say crack to like bother people. Like, drugs is such an integral part of my life, like, and the impacts that it's had. It just don't, those conversations don't bother me. Like, it be throwing people off. Like, I just said that because I talked about this a few episodes ago. About my my uncle, who's like a pops to me, like still struggling with drugs and stuff. And folks came in and was like, yo, like, why'd you just say, talk about like the crack? I was like, because he used crack. It's a drug of choice. If it was heroin, I'd be talking about heroin. But it's crack. There's something that home, that dude is struggling with. I love that dude, man. Gotta get him some help, man. I get some help. But at this point, you're kind of old, though, right? It's like, yo, like, I saw someone on TV. It was like this 95-year-old black dude who's like, nah, he was like 105. And, like, in his spare time, like, what he still does to this day is, like, eat steak and smoke cigars. Like, at this point, it's like, bro, you eat as many steaks and smoke as many cigars as you want to. You have earned the right. And you can just slap science around because there's no way you still supposed to be here chugging along, especially at your rate of scotch and cigars. I happen to like scotch and cigars. Don't think that the outcome would be as good for me. But so when I'm saying that with my uncle, I'm not condoning what my uncle has done or doing. Not at all. You got a lot of stuff to talk about. But I don't know, man. I'm just looking forward to seeing him. I hope he can get that monkey off his back, but I just want him to be happy, man. He just deserves it. In my book. You ask some of his kids, they're not funny. But in my book, that's what I think. But anyway, let me sign off for real this time. SCCOII. On Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. You can find me. If you want to shoot an email, CCOII@gmail.com. Do it. I love listening to people. I love giving feedback, man. Thank y'all for allowing me to do this. This is one of my favorite things to do. It's amazing. It's amazing. God bless y'all. Good night. Peace. The same ring that was housed by the building when Malcolm X was slain. Not spring train in the winter, around early December. Run suicide drills over and over. With the weight of the world on my shoulder, that's why they called me Hova. I'm falling.